Dodge.
It is 95.3 WBEV and Community Comment. And before we throw things over to Kevin Haugen, wanted to remind you it's brought to you by Professional Floor Covering. And Professional Floor Covering is locally owned. Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space with over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings. It's so much more than floors. There's a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. Pro Edge Sharpening is located inside Professional Floor Covering. They will take care of your saw blades, drill bits, hole saws, knives, scissors, chipper blades, ag blades, and almost everything with an edge. Get those lawnmower blades in now. If it has an edge, they will sharpen it. Just call 920-887-8341. They will sharpen blades of all kinds with a full-service blade sharpening shop. Now, without further ado, here is Kevin Haugen with Community Comment.
Well, thank you very much, and good morning. Welcome into today's Community Comment. Again, I am your host, Kevin Haugen. It is my pleasure to welcome into our Daily Dodge TV studio. Joining us on the program today is Waupun Mayor Ron Bishop. Mayor, thank you so much for coming in today and chatting with us on Community Comment.
Hey, good morning. It's great to be here.
Fantastic. If you have a question for our guest here on the program this morning, you can call into the show at 920-885-4446 or text 920-887-9595. Again, that phone number to call in is 920-885-4446. 885-4446 if you have a question for our guest here on the program today, Waupun Mayor Ron Bishop. And Mayor, it's been a little bit since we had the opportunity to chat with you on Community Comments. Mm-hmm. In that case, I always like to just start off with a brief recap of just the guest's career and tenure. Obviously, you're mayor of Waupun. How long now have you served in that role as Waupun Mayor?
I just finished up my third year. I'm halfway through my second term.
Okay, so it's coming in here, second term here for Waupun Mayor Ron Bishop. And serving in this capacity, serving as mayor, is this something that had been a path that you wanted to take on and get to at some point in your career? What wound you to end up wanting to put your hat in the ring and be the mayor of Waupun?
Being the mayor of Waupun is something I think I've wanted to do since I was a kid. I have this love of Waupun, and I don't know exactly where it comes from or how to explain it. Like, I probably have friends tuning in Waupun are like, hey, look, you actually left the town, because they joke on me that I very rarely leave. Well, I do leave, but it's people know me. One of the nicknames I've gotten over the years is Mr. Waupun, which I take as a compliment. But yeah, even when I was in high school, I would attend city council meetings, had an interest in school, first ran for city council when I was 18. I didn't win that one, but learned a lot. And then we had a new mayor right around that time who was a teacher, Mr. Bob Reinap, and he had appointed me to some city boards and committees. And then I got on the city council and did that for several years when I was in my 20s, got out of city government, went into partisan politics for a while, worked in the Fond du Lac Republican Party, worked my way up to be chairman. And then in 2020, Mayor Julie Nickel ran, and she made it clear that was going to be her last term. And it seemed like an opportunity for me. The timing was right. So I spent about a year, a little more than that, working on becoming the mayor. I raised money. We had a slogan that my friends came up with called Ron for Waupun. We had Ron for Waupun t-shirts made up with the End of the Trail sculpture on them is my logo. We had yard signs, bar coasters, the whole thing. We campaigned a lot, won that election, and then got reelected with no opposition. And I really enjoyed being the mayor of Waupun, and it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I feel like somebody who had the opportunity to talk with you on previous news stories and just follows you on social media. It's very prevalent, your love of the city of Waupun. You wear that on your sleeve proudly. What is it about Waupun that makes you so passionate and just love that city so much?
I think it's the coolest little city in America, honestly. Yeah. But I think part of it is I love history, and Waupun has a lot of history, and there's a lot of things that make Waupun really unique. Everyone knows us as prison city. We have the Waupun Correctional Institution, and it's the oldest prison in the state, but we have three prisons in our city and the state of Wisconsin Department of Corrections Pharmacy. I don't think there's any other mayor in Wisconsin and maybe America that can say they have three prisons in their city limits. So it's one thing that makes this job very unique. And another thing that makes Waupun very unique in the world is we have those outdoor sculptures, the seven bronze sculptures that Clarence Shaler either made or donated to the city of Waupun, and we're adding to that collection right now. So there's a, and Waupun has always been a very environmentally forward-thinking community. We have the most up-to-date wastewater treatment plant in the state, and that's something we're proud of. And we have some of the, I always say it's the state's best and most healthiest drinking water. We have the only reverse osmosis drinking water facility in the state of Wisconsin. And I've just always liked Waupun and just been involved in Waupun history. And I just, like I said, friendly people, safe city, fifth or seventh safest city in the state, depending on the year. So it's just a great place to live. And it was funny, when I was in partisan politics, I traveled the state of Wisconsin and I'd introduce myself and I'd say, you know, I'm Ron from Waupun. And the crowd, the first question, what's it like to have a prison in your city? I'm like, well, actually, we have three. And they couldn't believe it. And like, they think it's dangerous. And in fact, we're one of the safest cities around. So it's just a great city to live in.
Yeah, we'll hopefully have time to dive in more about the prisons there in Waupun, talk more about that topic. Also, the sculptures there. And you mentioned the utility department there. Recently went to the Washington, D.C. to talk about that department and just the forward thinking that has been going on there, and discuss that with congressman there at the Capitol there. Want to also hear, before we take our first break on Community Comment here, talk about an opportunity for the community to come out and listen to Mayor Ron Bishop. Obviously, we only have an hour here to talk about all the things happening in Waupun, but there is an opportunity later today that members there in the community will have to hear more about what's happening there in the city and hear from the mayor himself. Ron, what are the details that the community needs to know if they want to attend this listening session with the mayor?
All I have to do is show up. I know when we built the new community center, we have membership fees to help fund it. But for the mayor's monthly listening update session, that's free to anyone who wants to come to it. It's 1 o'clock p.m. the last Tuesday of every month at the new Waupun Community Center. And don't be shy. I've been getting 50, 60. I think my biggest turnout was close to 100 people. Wow. That was the first one in the new building that Mayor Julie did with me. But it's really good. I speak for, as much as I like to talk, believe it or not, I talk for 10 or 15 minutes, kind of give an update on things happening in the city, and I open it up for questions. And then once the questions start, it's like sometimes they don't stop. I've been there till 2:15 in the past. But I love it when people show up and ask questions. And if you're hearing a rumor or something that doesn't make sense, or you have a concern or a constituent thing, just come see me. I take notes if need be, and we always follow up and get back to people.
Fantastic. Again, that is the mayor's update listening session that's happening at the community center today at 1 p.m. there in the city of Waupun. We have on today Community Comment the mayor of Waupun, Ron Bishop. We have to take a short break. More Community Comment is coming up next.
The NBA playoffs on ESPN Radio.
Edwards, step back three.
The Timberwolves win two straight in Minneapolis and take a 3-1 lead over the Lakers. Now we return to Los Angeles. Can LA survive a must-win game five?
Baked it in. Luka Doncic from half court.
Game five of the Timberwolves and Lakers.
Coverage begins at 8:30 on Wednesday night on your home for the NBA playoffs, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Spring is here, so get your home's heating and cooling system in tip-top shape now at Surefire. We've kicked off our annual spring special with savings on annual maintenance for up to $60 off. Need a new system? Get up to $2,000 in rebates on a new Lennox whole home comfort system. Beat the heat and stay sweat-free this summer by claiming your savings before May 31st. Call 920-485-4883 or visit SurefireInc.com for details. Surefire, keeping what's important comfortable since 1947.
Looking for a pharmacy that goes the extra mile? Marshfield Medical Center Beaver Dam Pharmacy is here for you. Enjoy short wait times, the convenience of delivery right to your door, or quick and easy curbside pickup. They also offer bubble packaging, vaccinations, and more. Plus, they accept most insurances, making it even easier to get the care you need. Call them today at 920-356-0040 for more information. Marshfield Medical Center Beaver Dam Pharmacy. Your health, their priority.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Back with more Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV. Here's Kevin Haugen.
Well, thank you very much. Welcome back into today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Our guest on the program today is Waupun Mayor Ron Bishop. If you have a question for our guest today, you can call into the show at 920-885-4446 or text 920-887-9595 if you have a question for our guest here today on Community Comment, Waupun Mayor Ron Bishop. And Mayor, one of the topics I want to hit on today on our program is something that you talked about quite extensively over the last couple of months. It's making the headlines here, obviously, just as you mentioned in your first segment here, just that the city is known for its prisons. It's got three facilities there in the city. It's also making headlines with the news here over the last couple of months with the governor announcing sort of a rehaul of the Department of Corrections, focusing in on Waupun Correctional, which is one of the oldest prisons in the state of Wisconsin.
The oldest state one,
along with Green Bay is closely behind it. But it is the oldest prison here in the state of Wisconsin. And
fun fact, Waupun prisoners built the Green Bay prison.
Interesting. Yeah. Did not know that.
And I believe Randy Hepp told me this once. It's, I think, the fifth longest consecutive serving prison in the country.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. And that is the Department of Corrections secretary that –
Well, that was the outgoing warden.
Excuse me. Yes. Excuse me.
I did just meet with the Secretary of Corrections too.
That is correct. That is correct. Yes.
Not that I'm trying to talk all over your question. I'm just getting excited.
No, you're good. You're good. I can tell. You are very passionate about this topic. And obviously – there were discussions circling around the Waupun Correctional Institution, primarily just that that changes needed to be made to that facility in order to keep it operational. It was old, outdated. There were a lot of issues with that, obviously, that we saw come out here in the last year and a half with correctional officers there being charged. And just there's antiquated equipment there, and things needed to be addressed. And you've been a strong proponent of wanting to keep that facility open. Why is that?
Well, largely there's two reasons. One, obviously there's a huge economic factor. When you take all of the Department of Corrections together that are in Waupun, it's the largest employer we have. There's three prisons plus the prison pharmacy, the prison farm, and we're not that far from Fox Lake Correctional or Tichita and Oshkosh for that matter. The second reason, which to me is very important too, is just the history and heritage of Waupun. A lot of people will drive by on 151. I remember saying this to state legislators, and I'm like, you guys look at it and say, hey, that's Waupun, and that's where the prison is. To those of us who live in Waupun, it's a part of our community. You know, I had told that story earlier in the show. People would say, what's it like to have a prison in your city? And I'm like, we're just used to it. Waupun Correctional Institution is right downtown. It's on Madison Street. The Waupun Public Library is across the street on one side, and the daycare my kids went to is one block behind it on the west side. So it's just a part of Waupun and a part of who we are. And how this all started was, even before all those charges came down, is there was talk in the state legislature of closing Waupun and Green Bay and building one new prison somewhere else at a cost of like $1 billion. And what frustrated me about that is Waupun and Green Bay were two completely different communities. Up in Green Bay, the elected officials up there, they want to close the Green Bay prison, and their excuse was it's old, it's outdated, it's dangerous. They'd say it's a powder keg ready to explode. And Waupun's even older, so close them both. Yeah. And I'm like, hey, time out. The real reason you guys want to close Green Bay is it's prime real estate. I've been to the prison. It's on Interstate 41. You can see Lambeau Field. You're right close to the Fox River. It's going to be a great place for a Costco and condos and stuff like that, right? Mixed development, tax and revenue. I get why they want to close it. Like I said, Waupun's completely different. We have this huge building in the middle of our city, and everyone in Waupun knows or is related to somebody who works there. And for a very long time, it was a generational position where grandpa worked there, dad worked there, daughters, granddaughters, and it's just, it means so much to Waupun. And even like when my kids are out riding their bike or something, if there's an inmate out mowing the lawn, they're not afraid. They don't go across the street. This probably sounds weird to people who don't live in Waupun, but even the prisoners are a part of our community. Our churches all have outreach to the prisons. A lot of the churches pray for the people that are in there. And people, residents of Waupun understand, like, especially the Waupun Correctional Institution, it's maximum security, and you've got to usually be pretty awful to get in there. But half of them will get out someday, and we hope that they are able to improve their lives and have a better life. And I mean, half of them won't because of the crime they committed. But, and then another cool factor, like, Did you know all the license plates in the state of Wisconsin are made at Waupun?
I only knew that because you had made a quote about that when all this discussion started to come out. I don't remember what outlet you had discussed that with, but I did not know that until you had brought that up a couple of months ago.
So these are just some of the neat things of Waupun and what it means to our city, and we just wanted to keep it. It's the oldest prison in the state, and the reason it's in Waupun, there's two. I think the main reason is the city donated the land, obviously. But another is where the prison is there's a very high bedrock content. So it would, back in those days, it would have almost been impossible to tunnel out. So those are two of the reasons it's there, and it's changed over the years. And parts of the prison need to be overhauled and remodeled. Those cell halls are very old, and they're not the best living conditions. However, like the visitor center and some of the office areas, those were all constructed under Governor Thompson, so they're not that old. So there's a lot of reasons to keep the prison. And I have to give credit, a lot of credit, to both Representative Mark Bourne. I'll start with him. When he came, they did redistricting last year, so he was new to being the Waupun representative. I've known Mark for years, and he knew how strongly I felt about the prison. But until he came to Waupun and met with our administrator, Kathy Schlieving, and understood the impact it would have on our economy, on our utilities. Our wastewater treatment plant, our 50% customer is Department of Corrections. So we had to build it to handle what the prison sends us. And if we lose them as a customer, we'd be doubling people's sewer rates. And a lot of legislators didn't know that. And Mark took the time to come to Waupun and really learn. He talked to me and Kathy and other people in the community. And then on the other side of the political aisle, Governor Evers, when he had his press conference this spring about the, or winter, about the budget he was going to propose and closing Green Bay and remodeling Waupun, he said in there that one of the reasons they're doing this is they're listening to the local leaders. Green Bay wants theirs closed. Waupun passionately wants to keep theirs open. And I thought that was really good leadership to listen to what the local people wanted to do. So I'm very proud of Waupun for fighting for itself and sticking up for itself and educating the rest of the state what the prison means to us. It's not some ugly looking thing. It's on the National Register of Historic Places. And as our city, it's a part of our heritage that we're proud of.
Yeah, one of the recommendations that the governor made when he discussed his plans for the Department of Corrections and the state's prison systems was transitioning Waupun Correctional into essentially what's called a vocational village. Mm-hmm. You mentioned, obviously, a lot of people in these facilities at some point will be released. Some are not sentenced for life. They will be able to get out again. And the goal of vocational villages, I'm not adept at this particular topic, but to help essentially reduce recidivism rates, mm-hmm. and help people reacclimate into the community and get jobs and help with that. Is that something that you could get behind and support in terms of repurposing that Waupun prison into essentially what's labeled as a vocational village?
Whatever it takes to keep it up and running in Waupun. As the mayor, I try to stay in my lane. One thing I will say, though, in support of making it a vocational village is a lot of that would be like manufacturing type jobs that you could get trained at. And Congressman Grothman, whenever he visits, he likes to point out that the 6th Congressional District of Wisconsin has the most manufacturing in it than any other congressional district in all of the country. So having people get an education to do some sort of a skilled trade and then get released from prison and have a job lined up, like one way to really knock down recidivism is to have a job and to have an income. And I know people reoffend, but a lot don't. And whatever it takes to keep it here. The residents of Waupun would be cool if it stayed a maximum security prison, because that makes us feel like a tough guy, right? We've got them. But the school is a cool idea too. And that's been floated from both sides of the aisle, because Governor Tommy Thompson has talked about that as well. And he visited our community back in September and talked about how he was happy that Waupun was fighting for itself and sticking up for itself, because Governor Thompson did a lot for Waupun. He doubled the size of DCI, built the Burke Center, and remodeled Waupun Correctional. So Waupun had always been thankful for his leadership too.
Yeah, and you mentioned that you had the opportunity recently to meet with the Department of Corrections Secretary Jared Hoy, mm-hmm. Not too long ago, and talk about your opinions and when it comes to the facilities in Waupun. How did that conversation go?
It went fantastic. We talked on the phone a couple times. He's texted and he gave me a heads up when they were going to make the announcement with the governor, so I wasn't blindsided. I'll tell you, I knew he was going to call because he'd reached out, and my heart was pumping because I'm like, they're going to close it. So I was jumping for joy when I got off the phone with him. But about a month ago now, on a Tuesday, we met for lunch at the Village Garden in Waupun, and it was just mostly just to get to know each other in person. But I think the relationship between the city of Waupun and the state of Wisconsin right now is the best it's I don't want to say it's ever been, but it's really good. And it's the best it's been in a long time. And I just think building those relationships is key for having state legislatures and the secretary of the department understand what the prison means to Waupun. And I can't thank him enough for making these efforts when he's in Waupun to come see the mayor. And, you know, it was cool.
Yeah, and I'm sure this will be something that you continue to discuss and want to highlight here as the budget process continues. Obviously, this is still up in the air when it comes. Obviously, the Joint Finance Committee is working on the state budget, and hopefully by late June, early July, there'll be a document that the governor can sign and all parties can come together and an agreement on what to do with the corrections facilities here in the state of Wisconsin. I also think it's important to give a quick shout out to the Waupun Police Department. We've had the chief on here several times. He's a regular guest here on this show, and just the amazing work that they do. Obviously, when you have multiple facilities, state prisons in one community, a lot of pressure is put on that police department to make sure that community is safe, and they've been doing a fantastic job ensuring that the community is safe.
Police and fire. The firefighters have to go through, too, in case something happens. But I was just with the police and the fire chief before coming to see you this morning, and Jeremy's done a phenomenal job in his year and on the roll. You know, if you go back 15 months, our morale was terrible and our staffing was awful. We were down to 11 officers, and of 11, 11 were looking to work somewhere else. And today we're fully staffed at 18. We have two detectives. Morale is up. It's high. The police department's doing fantastic. It's not going to be perfect, and things will come up. But sure. I can't speak highly enough of the job Jeremy's done for the Waupun Police Department, and it was a breath of fresh air that we desperately needed, and I'm very happy that that was a change that I played a role in.
We're with Waupun Mayor Ron Bishop here on Community Comment. Today we have to take another break. More Community Comment is coming up next.
Step into a world so fine, shiny floors that truly shine, tiles and wood you'll adore, get it all at Professional Floor. Showers, blinds, counters too, everything just like brand new. They've got what you're looking for, only here at Professional Floor.
Okay, full disclosure, we still don't sing here, but since I've got the mic, let me drop some knowledge. At Professional Floor Covering, we've got the best brands and styles for every project. Whether you're looking for cabinets, blinds, flooring, or more, we're here to make your home look amazing. Check out our showroom to explore our wide range of luxury vinyl plank flooring. Need a bathroom makeover? We've got custom marble and ceramic showers and countertops to elevate your space. And if you're thinking kitchen upgrade, our cabinet and porcelain tile selection is top-notch. Take a look online at proflr.com and stop in to visit us at 713 Park Avenue. Time to hand the mic back.
Breaking news. You need a new mattress. For all kinds of breaking news, stick with your trusted source, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, broadcasting in the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump signing an executive order today relaxing some of the 25% tariffs he has imposed on cars and car parts. Automakers have indicated the tariffs could raise prices, reduce sales, and make production less competitive worldwide. There are reports that Amazon plans to display tariff costs on all of its products so consumers can see how much they're costing. Meantime, UPS telling shareholders it's going to lay off thousands of employees by the end of the year.
As goes Amazon, so goes UPS. The package delivery company's biggest customer is the world's largest online retailer. And as consumers back down some of their spending at Amazon, UPS is paying the price. Or more accurately, 20,000 of its workers are. That's how many positions UPS plans to eliminate by Christmas.
ABC's Jim Ryan. Americans' confidence in the economy slumping for the fifth consecutive month, the lowest level since COVID began, according to the Conference Board. President Trump in Michigan marking 100 days in office. This is ABC News.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
Well, the former warden at Waupun Correctional Institution entered into a plea agreement yesterday. Randall Hepp entered a no-contest plea to a misdemeanor charge of violating state county institution laws. He had originally been facing a felony count of misconduct in office in connection to the deaths of two prisoners. Hepp was found guilty of the misdemeanor, and a Dodge County judge ordered he pay a $500 fine and court costs. Mark Kazan has a new police chief. The position has been filled by Doug Warwick, a retired Milwaukee police sergeant with a law enforcement career spanning over three decades. He was a patrol officer for 13 years and a police supervisor for 19 years. A meet and greet with the community will take place in late May. A fire caused extensive damage to a home in Clyman late Sunday night. The Clyman Lowell Reeseville Fire Department was paged to W6187 Train Road around 11:24 p.m. The homeowners, as well as one other occupant, were able to make it out of the building safely, along with three pets. Crews were on scene for about 4 hours. Now, changes are being made to two intersections along Highway 151 in Dodge County. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation will have crews working along 151 at the intersection of Highway C in the town of Trenton. The other project is just south of Beaver Dam at the intersection of Highway 151 and DE and Jackson Road. Both intersections will be getting an R-cut layout. More details about the project are at DailyDodge.com. Now, with road construction season getting underway, Dodge County Motors started being urged to travel safely through work zones. Over the past 5 years, Dodge County has experienced 11 work zone crashes, resulting in 15 injuries and one fatality. Drivers are being asked to eliminate distractions such as eating or talking on the phone and slow down when approaching a work zone. More information is at DailyDodge.com. And I'm Kevin Haugen reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at DailyDodge.com.
Mainly clear skies today with daytime highs approaching 60. Northwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows level off around 35. Tonight, mainly clear skies. High temperatures reach up to 58. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy skies. Upper 50s Thursday and Friday with scattered showers both days. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Currently 52.
New Pella windows from Hometown Glass and Improvement do more than just boost your home's curb appeal. They boost energy efficiency and save you money. Say goodbye to drafts and hello to lower energy bills. With Pella windows, your home stays comfortable year-round. Hometown Glass and Improvement will help you through the selection process and make installation easy. Your satisfaction guaranteed. Visit Hometown Glass and Improvement showroom in Beaver Dam or online at hometownglass.com.
So much to see. McHugh's Trees Home Furnishings. So much to say. McHugh's Trees Home Furnishings.
Discover the floor model clearance sale on Symbol and Simmons Beautyrest mattress sets at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Hi, this is Sandy. We have new mattress sets arriving soon and need to clear out the old discontinued models. You can save big. These are not bargain basement qualities, but are the regular top-of-the-line models. These mattress sets are made in Wisconsin. Stop in during the floor model clearance sale going on now at McKinstry's Home Furnishings. Quantities are limited, so hurry in for best selection. We also have adjustable bases, headboards, bed frames, sheets, and mattress protectors. Delivery and disposal of your old mattress is available. McKinstry's Home Furnishings, downtown Beaver Dam. Use our parking lot entrance, which is handicap accessible.
Year after year, McKinstry's.
Providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
...95.3 WBEV and community comment. I'm Jake Hayes, and you just heard from our friends over at McKinstry's Home Furnishings. You can find them under the red awning in downtown Beaver Dam right now. And you can find their super spectacular area rug clearance event. More than 70 different area rugs in stock and on sale with savings of up to 75%. Choose from brand names like Capel, Surya, Kazin, De Lynn. From casual to formal, traditional, transitional, or contemporary, they've got it all, folks. No matter what your decorating style, McKinstry's has an area rug to match and sale prices you'll love. Hurry into McKinstry's Home Furnishings, downtown Beaver Dam, or customers matter and quality counts. For 166 years, visit McKinstry'sHomeFurnishings.com. With more community comment, here's Kevin Haugen.
Sorry. It is 10:36 on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Welcome back into our third segment today of community comment. Our guest here on the program today is Waupun Mayor Ron Bishop. If you have a question for our guest today, of course, you can call in at 920-885-4446 or text 920-885-4446. 887-9595 if you have a question for Waupun Mayor Ron Bishop here on Community Comment this morning. Mayor, would like to kick off our third segment here talking about a topic that might put some people to sleep, but I think it's an important one nonetheless, and that is the annual audit report. There's the council's meeting tonight. That report will be presented. I believe you mentioned Baker Tilly was the or a group who came in and did that audit report. I guess we won't dive into the specific numbers and everything. That will take far too long. And again, that might get a little too into the weeds here. But I want to kick things off and just talk about why is it important that a municipality – not Waupun just doesn't do this. A lot of – every municipality does this. Why is it important that an audit report is done?
So that the taxpayers know that city staff and elected officials are – being responsible with their money. Yeah. And what I mean by that is you may disagree with a decision elected officials make on how to spend the money, but that every penny and dime is accounted for and that we're making wise decisions with budgeting, with going into debt, that we use debt wisely and that we don't have too much of it, and that make sure all of our pension obligations are good and covered for. It's a multi-page. It's got graphs and charts, and yeah, it'll be about 15 minutes at the meeting tonight, and it'll be boring. I'm not going to say any names because I'm not here to embarrass anyone, but at one of these a couple of years ago, I looked over and one of my aldermen, I swear, was sleeping. And it's important, right? Don't I have to sit. I do an interview every year with them. I get it, but it's not the most sexy thing we do in local government. And it's funny, when I speak to school kids, they'll come to me and they're like, what is the most surprising thing about being the mayor that you didn't expect? And it's this stuff, like the budget, audit reports, personnel, what I deal with at City Hall. And a lot of the stuff that keeps me up at night or worrying about stuff is completely different than what the general public talks to me about. They're interested about parking restrictions or when is this building getting done or how about the flooding concern over there. They're two completely different things of what the public, for the most part, cares about and some of the important stuff that we do that's, like you said, kind of on the boring side.
Yeah. If people do want to look into this report and find out about, is this something that's usually posted on the city website?
Yeah, there'll be a link to it too. There might already be one posted because, yeah, there is. If you go to the city website to tonight's agenda, click on number 2 under presentations, it'll link you to it.
Fantastic. What time does tonight's meeting start if people do want to tune
in? It is at 5:30.
5:30 at City Hall there in the
city. You think I know that, but I double-checked by looking.
Hey, I
have lots of meetings.
There is nothing wrong with double checking. You have a lot of things going on, and you got to make sure that you have everything right. So I don't blame you at all. As we're talking about financials and really exciting things here, also just want to talk about another not really necessarily a real headline or story that'll make a lot of headlines here, but that is. Another important aspect of municipalities and a funding mechanism to help them complete and do a lot of projects, and that is a tax increment district there in the city of Waupun. The TID district number 6 is dissolving here. Essentially, what does that mean when a TID district is dissolving?
It means it's done very well. Yes. It actually is overperformed, and that's a lot of credit to Kathy Schlieve and her work in economic development. If you drive by Waupun, you can see the skyline has changed with the really tall United Co-op building. The industrial park, when I came into office, a lot of it was empty. We've got like one lot left, and so we've been actually buying land and expanding. And as you come around that curve by Waupun, you know where the Heritage Ridge truck stop is, and you can kind of see where all phase, and then there's a street called Bayberry Lane, and we're breaking ground there in the probably next month on, I think it's a 60-unit apartment complex, studio, single, and two-bedroom apartments. So there's just a lot happening in that portion of the city, and we filed for a grant. Cross our fingers we get it, but one of my campaign pledges and goals to this day is to get Shaler Drive connected. Yeah. So you could come from like basically where the 151 and 49 to 151 and 26 on that, what you could call a frontage road, and take that all the way through past the high school without having to zigzag around. And so by closing out this TID district, we can put resources into some of the other ones. I'd say the two best ones we have are out at the business park and then downtown Waupun. You're going to see some construction starting downtown this year. Our next goal as a community is to redo the back alleyways, specifically on the north side of Main Street. We want to bury the utilities as much as possible. there's an old building we're going to tear down. We're going to probably make it one-way driving, which will give us more parking availability. Downtown Waupun has got so much going on that parking's becoming a real problem, and people are parking a couple of blocks away. But, like, I'm so proud of the downtown business owners. They've bought these old buildings. Now the city has helped. There's the CDA. There's the bid. There's historical tax credits. But at the end of the day, these are people putting their own money on the line to save a building that will never be worth the money they put into it. But downtown Waupun is looking really nice, and the momentum continues. I think it started with Jeff and Lisa with the coffee shop, but it's expanded, and the jewelry store is fixed up nice. The baseball card shop, the Stone and Suede, that thing was about to be torn down, and they fixed that up nice. The bowling alley just did a $250,000 improvement project, and we're now the brewery's downtown too. And that's going to be a destination. Like, the people love breweries, and I was on a Ripon radio station, and he jokingly asked, is it going to compete with Canoes? And no, I think they're going to work together really well, like Uga here in Beaver Dam. We come here a lot when they have live music and stuff. So it's just, breweries are fun. People like to go to them, and I think people will come from Beaver Dam or from wherever to Waupun and vice versa. So it's I like to say Waupun has got it going on, and like, I'm nervous with tariffs and the economy being a little bouncy because I'd hate to lose the momentum we've got, but I can't control that. It's way out of my pay range. So doing the best we can. But like, if you haven't been to downtown Waupun lately, I highly recommend coming. And what's really neat is we have the three different clothing stores, or four now, and they all have like different niches, if you will.
Sure. Yeah.
So what we're getting is, we have couples coming to town. The ladies are going to those kinds of stores. The guys are hitting up the card shop and the bar or something like that, which is great. It's all money being spent in Waupun and people having a good time.
Awesome. We're with Waupun Mayor Ron Bishop here on Community Comment. Another really cool thing to check out there in the city of Waupun is the sculptures. You mentioned that you know, Waupun is known for its as prison city. It's also known as a city of sculptures.
It is.
There's several within the community, and there's been a lot of efforts here through local groups to really enhance what's on offer there in the city and rotate things in and out, and even have some permanently displayed there in the city of Waupun.
So 4 years ago when I started running for mayor, one of my top issue was to get back on our branding, to go back to being Wisconsin's sculpture city, or the city of sculpture. We have the seven outdoor sculptures. The most famous is the end of the trail. And I campaigned hard on that, and it was an issue that the community really clicked with. My first or second meeting as the mayor, I didn't have a lot of traction. So then when it came up again, we had a standing room only crowd, and we got it through the council. And it surprises me how much it's taken off. So we put the city flag up again. We've displayed it. We changed the city logo. We changed the wayfinding signs to represent the sculptures. And I kind of thought that'd be where we go. And then we put together a rededication for the centennial birthday of the Recording Angel, which is our oldest one. About 200 and some people showed up. We had a play about it and everything. But then an art teacher in Waupun named Jenny Molly and Jody Malice, a business owner, they kind of took it to the next level because they invented Ice Fest. And then at Ice Fest, we have ice sculptures all around Waupun. And I think they're about 48 the last winter and 47 or so the one before. And the different businesses sponsor, and it goes out in front of their storefront. And the ice sculptures are really cool. And most of the businesses have an ice sculpture that somehow represents or reflects what they do or what their business is. And then the money being made off of Ice Fest went towards the sculpture tour that we partnered with Eau Claire on. And it's rotating sculptures that this last year, I think there were five of them, and they were scattered around Waupun. Different businesses sponsored them as well. And so then they're in the city, and they're all for sale if you want them, right? But then we'll have rotating sculptures every spring, so it gives people a reason to keep coming back to Waupun and seeing what's new. And one of those sculptures we had last year was Rosie the Riveter. And because of National Rivet's unique role in World War II, they made almost all the rivets for the U.S. Army and Navy. So in that part of Waupun, it was actually under military police guard, and you had to show credentials to get in and out. If you ever get a chance to go into National Rivet, Burzlo Ratsky, the owner's got a really cool picture of what it looked like during the war effort. Well, anyways, National Rivet donated half the money towards the sculpture, and the community raised the other half, and now we own Rosie the Riveter. And so she'll be staying in Waupun right on Main Street by where National Rivet is located. And so that's the first new addition to the collection. And that was the idea of the Waupun Historical Society, to go after her. And that was really cool. And that's where you see the city government, city business, city leaders, the Historical Society, everybody coming together. Hey, this is a good idea. So the next one we're probably going to get to buy is coming to Waupun next month is a girl flying a kite, and that's going to go in the new food truck alley downtown. And you're probably wondering, well, why a girl flying a kite? Well, it's a cool sculpture, but the second part is one of the things Mr. Shaler did was he had a patent on improving kites. He did a little of everything. He made golf clubs, and he made patches for tires and apparently kites and umbrellas, which is how he started.
Yeah.
But it's just another cool way of connecting that history of – it's not a Shaler sculpture, but there's a connection to Mr. Shaler. And then I think after the girl with the – we'd like to get a – like an umbrella-themed sculpture or something, because he made better umbrellas, which is how he originally made his wealth. So there's just a lot of history in Waupun. We're celebrating that history, and I think that's super cool.
We're with Waupun Mayor Ron Bishop here on Community Comment. We have to take another break. More show is coming up next.
Am I talking?
This week's White Construction High School Athlete of the Week is Axel Elaine of Columbus High School. Axel has played football, basketball, and baseball all 4 years at Columbus. His favorite high school athletic moment is winning the Division IV state title in football his sophomore year. Axel also thanks his parents for giving him the opportunity to succeed both on and off the field. Congratulations once again to Columbus High School's very own Axel Elaine. He is this week's White Construction High School Athlete of the Week.
Estate planning and elder law can seem complicated. Anyone with children should listen as Rob Melick of Melick Law offers easy to understand and easy to implement information and help. Listen the third Monday of each month as Rob discusses the importance of trust-based planning and affordable wills to protect your family. He even offers payment plans. Listen this Monday at 11:10 on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
If you're a volleyball fan, Tower Lanes in Beaver Dam has some exciting news just for you. Sign up is open for their summer volleyball leagues. There are co-ed and women's league options Monday through Friday, starting the week of May 12th. Grab your team and get in on the action. Registration is just $50 per team. And the fun goes beyond the court with a killer outdoor atmosphere, food and drink specials, pitcher races, and summer bowling specials. Sign up at Tower Lanes by May 5th and get more info at bowlingbeaverdam.com.
Hear what's going on in your community. Stay tuned to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
And back with the last segment here for Community Comment. Here's Kevin Haugen.
Well, thank you, Jake, and welcome back into Community Comment. This morning, our guest is Waupun Mayor Ron Bishop. It's your last opportunity to call in. If you have a question for our guest today, you can call in at 920-885-4446 or text 920-887-9595. If you have a question for our guest here on Community Comment this morning, Waupun Mayor Ron Bishop. And Mayor, we'd like to wrap up here our conversation this morning here on Community Comment in our final segment discussing housing here in the city of Waupun. I'd like to start things off with sort of a more news-centric topic that came up not a couple of weeks ago. And that was a veto that you did requiring a review of scope of services for an affordable housing strategy for the city of Waupun. Just sort of take us back and walk us through this item and what ultimately led you to want to veto the council's decision when it comes to this scope of services project.
Well, I think really there were two. One was there was community confusion because it happened kind of quickly, and we did want to tamp that down some. And then the other one is I really struggled if it was the right thing to do or not. It's $15,000, which I know in a city budget our size isn't a lot of money, but to me it's a lot of money. And it's like, what is this study going to tell us that we already don't know? We know we have a housing shortage, and we know housing's getting more expensive, and we know the price of housing is deterring people in their starting out in a job from being able to afford a house. We also know what kind of housing we need. Well, Waupun really needs is some more of those level where there's one level – like townhouses, condos for people who are older to buy. Whenever we've had them in Waupun, they sell like crazy. We've got a couple of locations where we're working on bringing more of that to Waupun. That allows senior citizens to buy one of those places that opens up a house for a family. And I think that's good. The second thing is we also know some of the lot sizes are too big, and we can change city ordinance to have some smaller lot lines in some of the areas in Waupun where we want new housing. We already know that's what we need to do. So part of this is that I think Waupun has a plan, and I think it has a pretty good plan to keep growing with housing without having to spend $15,000 on a housing study. Now, I can be persuaded to change my mind because one of the arguments for it is in order to have the state help us pay for infrastructure, we need to do a study.
Correct, yeah.
Which to me, I don't understand why the state would do that. I can tell you where the housing needs to be and what kind of housing Waupun wants and what we need. Like, why do you? I need to spend $15,000 on some third-party person to tell me what I know to tell you what we're doing? That just seemed crooked to me. But that's why I vetoed it. I had some. We spend a lot of money on studies, and I feel like we already know what we need to do in Waupun. And I'm missing something. I'm open-minded to it. But at the end of the day, the city council debated it on the veto override. I think it's fair to say, going into that meeting, there were going to be at least three that were going to overturn me, and two other aldermen really struggled and went back and forth. But at the end of the day, the veto was sustained. And one of the points was that they just did a housing study in 2020, and one of the aldermen felt that nothing came of it. So I'm not saying that myself nor the city council is opposed to spending money on a study. We just want to make sure we're not wasting taxpayer money.
Yeah, yeah. So when it comes to housing there in the city of Waupun, you mentioned that there's this need for this single level homes available for the elder population there in the city. Is that something that you are able to look at and bring contractors then into the mix and have land available for them to develop and work and grow the housing there in the city of Waupun?
Yeah, we have a couple of developers interested, and we know which pieces of land we're working on, and we got to get the ball rolling on those, and then hopefully we can expand. We're a little bit landlocked now, and one of the things like too with the housing study, you can do all the studies you want, but if the farmer doesn't want to sell the field, you're not going to build the houses. So we want to make sure they're open to selling before we do the study. The other thing is in Waupun, I think we're a really pretty clean and neat city, but like anyone else, you've got areas where this person doesn't take care of their house or whatever. We've got, I don't want to say several, but more than I'd like, empty properties in the community. And I've been walking around writing down the addresses. And if housing's so expensive and there's such a need, why does Waupun have these people that just sit on empty properties? There's like a couple on Franklin Street. There's one on the corner of Franklin and State. I walked by it this morning. It's missing a window. So I wrote up, I emailed the PD and our building inspector to go follow up on that because that's a code violation. Like, let's get some of this stuff that's starting to look bad. Let's you know, harass these owners that are gone. There's a house on Commercial Street. Somebody owns it. No one lives in it. They just store stuff in it. Well, if housing's so expensive, why would people do that? So, like, let's try to clean up some of what we've got first, too. And with the new apartments coming, I think that's an exciting – they're going to fill up right away. And like I said, we know where we want to put these like townhouse condo-type housing. And I think we've got a couple of pieces of land that are available and developers who are willing to do it. And I think that's a great place to start.
And when it comes to that project you just mentioned, that apartment complex coming, where is that again coming into the city? And what's the – obviously, we're maybe better questions for the developers on that project. But what's the timeline that you're aware of to have that open to the public?
I signed the closing a couple of weeks ago. They told me they're going to start moving dirt in May.
Okay.
I think the first building will be done by this fall, and then I think there's three buildings total. It's going on the end of Bayberry Lane, which is a lot of people probably don't know where that is because it's a brand new street, but it's across the street from the truck stop truck wash area by the all-phase heating and cooling. It's going over there, and there's going to be studio apartments and then 2 and 3 bedroom apartments, and it's all market rate. So it's people paying what it's
sure.
worth.
Yeah. Quickly going back to that scope of services study that was vetoed, Mayor, if you mentioned that you're open to having discussions about conducting a survey, obviously a lot of state agencies like having surveys done and even opportunities for grant applications that you could help and pay for certain project developments to move forward, also like having studies to review. So is this something that you potentially possibly see in the future coming back and, you know, revisiting this, if this is something that the council and you yourself, Mayor, feel like we need to revisit this topic and bring it back and maybe go forward with a potential scope of study for housing there in the city?
Well, to quote one of my favorite politicians, Winston Churchill, he said, if you never change your mind, you'll never change anything. So I try to stay open-minded on things. I do, though, if it does come back, I do want to do my due diligence and just make sure it's focused on a need that we have and it's something that we don't know. And if it is something we have to do to get an infrastructure grant from the state, then okay. But no one's actually told me that. They say that that's possible, but that's not like it's in concrete that if you don't do this, you won't get that either. So, but that's where the veto came from. I just thought, you know, $15,000 is, it's a lot of money to your average Waupunian.
Yeah, just going back quickly to the cost there, was that something that was going to be allocated from the general fund or was there?
No, it was coming out of a segregated TID fund. Okay. I mean, so there is that, but it's money generated by taxpayers.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, again, we're with Waupun Mayor Ron Bishop here on Community Comment this morning. Just have a few minutes left here on the program here with that time. Just want to discuss quickly just the growth of the industrial park there in the city of Waupun. And just what have you seen? You mentioned it a little bit earlier on, just the work that the city administrator has done to continue to build that out and grow. But just what does that mean there to see that to see that industrial park continue to grow and expand?
I think it's probably her biggest achievement. Like, you look at that industrial park and how far it's come over the last decade. It's phenomenal. And everyone can see the United Co-op because of the size of it. But obviously that brought in more railroad line spurs too. So it's good for the Wisconsin Southern Railroad because that's their big customer. But you're out in the business park now. Like, Eagle Flexible Packaging is in Waupun and they're expanding. They're not moving. They're building a second facility in the city of Waupun and they're moving their Batavia, Illinois operation to our city. They like working with Waupun. And one of the nice compliments we've got is the whole permit process and everything. Working with Waupun was so much easier than trying to work with anything in the state of Illinois. And so that's cool for us. And there's so many cool things out in the industrial park and creating jobs, and it's just good for Waupun.
I want to thank our guest here today as we are out of time on Community Comment. Again, we are joined with Waupun Mayor Ron Bishop on the program this morning. Mayor, thank you again so much for coming in and talking with us.
You bet. That hour flew right by.
It goes quick, and hopefully we'll have the mayor on again to talk about all the exciting things happening there in the city of Waupun. But that will do it for today's Community Comment.